From our state-of-the-art recording studio that looks a lot like a conference room, it's the In the Cloud podcast with Brad Anderson. After a great two-part series about how we use Config Manager, the topic is still in our mind, and today Brad's going to look at the importance of making your Config Man infrastructure accessible from anywhere so that your device users can stay connected. There is no shortage of technical terms coming up next.
Welcome back, everybody. Hey, today I'm joined by Mark Florida. Mark Florida leads the program management team in my organization that oversees all of our strategy and investments and prioritization on Config Manager. Welcome, Mark.
Hey, thanks for taking the time.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, your time at Microsoft, what you've worked on, and there's some interesting things there that I think people may be interested in hearing.
Sure. So I've been at Microsoft for almost 15 years. Probably 12 so of those years have been related to working on Configuration Manager. Just a bit of history. Long time ago, I actually worked in MSIT running Configuration
Manager. I remember when you came onto the team.
And I did that for a few years, and then I rolled into the product group, started as a program manager, and kind of, you know, worked my way up to where I'm at now. And it's been a great run, seeing the evolution of our product go from the days of, you know, SCCM 2007, even before that with SMS 2003. So I've been around for a while. It's been exciting to see the changes that have gone on, and I know what's going on in the future too, so I'm equally excited to see what's, you know, on the horizon.
I can see when Mark came onto the team, it was like in that 2006 time frame, if I remember right. This was before we had transferred the team that operates SCCM internally onto the team, but what I was excited about was getting this individual into the team who had the engineering background but had been intimately involved in the internal operations and deployment of SCCM at Microsoft, which is a huge, huge deployment of Microsoft with well over 300,000 devices being managed. So Mark, tell us about how the infrastructure of SCCM has evolved, you know, like through 2012, and where you see some of the evolution needing to occur as we move forward.
Yeah, when I kind of take a look at 2012, one of the things that always strikes me when I talk to customers, especially those who have moved from 2007, it's really taking a look not just at the infrastructure from just sort of the parts that are there. It's really about how people have looked at ways of kind of re-engineering their approach to their SCCM hierarchy.
Yeah, because certainly the change from 2007 to 2012, people flattened their organizations, were able to get rid of a lot of servers.
Absolutely.
It's much more flat architecture now.
Yeah, they were able to greatly reduce the number of servers. We improved a number of things related to just scalability. We moved to a model where the hierarchy kind of worked more naturally with SQL replication between all the various primary sites that we had. We removed a lot of bottlenecks. So there's a lot of just ramping up the raw horsepower, if you will, of the hierarchy. And the other thing that we also focused on too was trying to take a look at not just eliminating servers that you have to manage, but even if you did have to manage specific servers, how could we make that workload even easier? You know, a great example of that are secondary sites. You know, secondary sites serve a very valuable purpose. If you want to be able to manage the amount of traffic going from a remote site up to your primaries, serve a great role for that. They're wonderful for making sure that you don't saturate the WAN links in the upward direction. But let's be honest, a lot of customers, it's just not really applicable. And what we had to do in 2007 was we told people go deploy these secondary sites and kind of manage a server that was just frankly a lot more than maybe what you really needed. So what we did is we took a lot of that key functionality that was in the secondary site and we moved it to the distribution points. And what that means is that if you have some reasonable WAN links, you're able to now just run a single distribution point rather than a more complex secondary site at that location. And that's great because it really lessens the amount of alerts that you might see, amount of configuration that you have to manage. It's a much simpler configuration. So while we focus both on reducing, let's say, the number of primary sites and kind of your top-level architecture, we're also very mindful of even the roles that you would have in place to do very critical things like protecting your WAN links. Let's make that as simple as possible as well. And then we even wanted to go a step further. So like take, for example, our branch cache story. You know, there's situations where you may not even need a distribution point at all. And we have a branch cache technology that works with Windows devices that really allows you to just even get rid of distribution points altogether.
Small branch offices don't have a distribution point down there at all. Just have it appear, if you will.
Absolutely.
When I first started working on it was SMS, you know, back in 2003, I think our scale limit that we published close to like 100,000 devices in a single hierarchy. You know, we've got companies today that are managing 400,000 or 500,000 plus devices in a single hierarchy, and we're north of 300,000 here at Microsoft. The scale increases that we've done have just been phenomenal. And we've always projected forward in terms of the number of devices that would be managed as more and more mobile devices came into play, that we probably need to approach up towards 1 million devices being managed through SCCM, especially in a hybrid kind of a model.
Yeah, absolutely. The amount of devices for a corporation, they aren't going down anytime soon. Yeah. So we know, and we are continuing to kind of work on and invest in making scale improvements. And so kind of over time, we see a great number of mobile devices coming in. We need to make sure that your hierarchy doesn't have to substantially grow in order to support those, because it really just goes down to kind of a core principle that we had in the 2012 release, which is around, let's simplify, let's try to have an SCCM infrastructure that works for you and doesn't end up having to be too unwieldy to manage, and will kind of grow with you is really what we wanted to pull off.
And talking about the SCCM base, well north of 80% of the installed base is upgraded to 2012, but there's still a number of large customers that I've spoken to that are still on 2007. And for those of you who are listening to this that are still in 2007, as you go to 2012, the amount of infrastructure that you have to operate and maintain dramatically decreases. And so it'd be one of those pieces where we'd encourage you to upgrade as quickly as you can, because 2012 is, we really did a significant amount of work in the infrastructure and kind of the hierarchy of SCCM in that release.
Yeah, and there's a couple other sort of beautiful things related to 2012. It's not just the, you know, certainly reducing the number of servers you got to manage is a huge benefit. But we also did some things that really make you kind of rethink your approach to management that really greatly reduces the amount of overhead that you might have. Kind of a real good feature to highlight that is our role-based administration. You know, in the past, what we made you do is basically set up new servers if you wanted to segment your admin duties. You know, that's just, you know, that's
kind of backwards.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. So what we did in 2012 is we now allow you to just logically segment, you know, use our role-based administration feature to divide up your clients, divide up your software, the things you want to manage more at a logical level. And then you don't have to go buy and maintain all these different servers. And what we've seen is as people kind of go through this move from 7 to 12, it's not just as simple as go pick up your existing architecture and go implement it the same way with 2012. It's really just think about how you can embrace all the changes that we put into 2012, like role-based administration, like our application model that helps to greatly reduce a lot of the complexities of managing software, changes to how we manage collections, changes to how we do site replication to increase scale, which leads to less sites, changes to, like I mentioned before, distribution points. So it's really a lot of, you know, major changes happen in that 2007 to 2012 timeframe that customers can go out and leverage a ton of benefits.
So let's project forward a little bit. You know, I think people would like to kind of get inside of your mind and kind of understand, where do you think some of the changes and some of the modifications in the hierarchy and the infrastructure in SCCM is going to go in the future?
Yeah, so crystal ball time, you know, one of the kind of main areas that I see we already talked about, which is scale. We need to continue to increase the scale. We're seeing major companies merge together and they want to collapse their infrastructure. So that's a big reason why, you know, we're seeing these large companies have got to make sure that their infrastructure remains.
And we're seeing that both in the SCCM standalone as well as the SCCM Intune hybrid.
Yep.
And that combination literally having to scale to a million plus devices.
Yes. So you got your hybrid, your mobile devices, your companies are merging together. We got to support more and more devices. And another kind of big area that I see too is really around cloud hosting. We're getting asked a lot nowadays for, can I please just run all my infrastructure up in a cloud provider like Azure?
So I think SCCM and put up in Azure.
Yeah, so that's a big area that we just know we got to get our heads around and be able to support. That's a direction that we're fully behind as Microsoft and need to make that happen on the Config Manager side.
Yep, and as we finish all the qualification on that kind of stuff, we'll make sure we report that out. Anything else you want to talk about in terms of the kind of some of the changes or some of the interesting things about SCCM and the infrastructure?
Just to kind of close really quickly, when I kind of think about the infrastructure, I also think about speed. That's another really key area that we improved in between 2007 and 2012. You know, there's an old joke where SMS would mean slow-moving software. And in 2012, we really did away with that, or at least I like to think we did. We implemented some changes that internally we call it the big green button. But think about this scenario. You might have a malware outbreak. You know, you don't want those clients to be sitting there for 60 minutes waiting for the client to do its normal polling and get a new policy.
We'll push it now.
Yeah, but we just got a button where the admin, or we can automate it where an admin can just, you know, basically enact react to change on those clients right away. So speed was key. Also, speed between how our sites work is much faster. You know, we replicate information between the two. So again, it's not necessarily kind of scale and reducing servers, but just the kind of the health and how we work there, which kind of ties to the last big change, which is around client health. So, you know, our infrastructure, while a lot of it is around kind of servers, let's face facts, our client is actually an integral part of that infrastructure as well.
There's a lot more of them.
Yeah, so we made tons of investments in terms of our client's status feature. We really took it upon ourselves to make sure that our client itself is healthy. So we do things like remediation when we detect a problem and really kind of drive the client health numbers up. Microsoft IT is a great example of wonderful stats there. If you look at Microsoft IT with its diverse set of operating systems, that should be challenging.
Yeah, most diverse in the world, let's be honest.
Yeah, that should be a pretty challenging environment to get some pretty high numbers. And we see very good uptake of what our client health numbers are internally.
Up in the high 90s.
Yes.
And I can remember, you know, early on, I'm going back 9, 10, 11 years ago when I first started working on SMS and SCCM, the number of escalations I would get around client health where organizations would come back and say, hey, 20-25% of my clients are coming back as unhealthy, and we've addressed that in 2012. One of the things that I've always been amazed at as I've thought about this kind of category, there are only a handful of solutions that have a global deployment that's all kept in sync and synchronized like SCCM. You've got email, you've got your PC management and anti-malware, and there's not a lot of other things. This is hard. And I think one of the things that is often not understood well enough is the category and the space that we're solving here with SCCM and this global PC management, mobile device management, where you've got to be able to replicate bits around the world, you got to get status back real time, you need to do enforcement, you need to be able to have the reports that the auditors use. This is a very, very complex set of capabilities that need to be delivered. And I think SCCM is just every release, it just gets better, it gets easier, it gets more reliable, it gets more resilient. It is the solution that organizations of all sizes can bank on, they can trust, because it's going to be there and it's going to stand with them.
Yeah. You know, as much as we sometimes focus on, hey, let's get that new capability, that new thing, is we have a ton of customers who use us for mission critical.
Reliability.
You got plants with robots that need to be managed. And if they go down, the production line goes down. Or you got banks with ATM machines that need to be managed. You don't want people to not be able to get their cash. That's one of the key things that kind of pulses through my blood, is just quality, reliability. And because we play a vital part in how business is actually run.
And then as I kind of put that into context, you've got PC management, you've now got this enterprise mobility management. Those categories are converging, and organizations need to look how they take that enterprise mobility management and just layer that now on top of what they've been doing for years, PC management with SCCM. And that's exactly what we're delivering in this combination of Intune in the cloud, SCCM on-premise, hooked together in a hybrid model, gives you the best of both worlds, because you have the world's best PC management solution that's used by the majority of the world to manage their PCs. Fantastic, what we think is the industry-leading enterprise mobility management solution, and Intune, a component of the enterprise mobility suite. And you get a chance to use those all together with one pane of glass. And I think that's what the world is really looking for. And Microsoft's offering in this is unique.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
All right, Mark, thanks for joining us. I think you and I are going to be hosting a number of these as we go forward, because I think this community, the SCCM community, is going to be super interested in how you've been working with the Windows organization as we think about Windows 10 coming into market, you know, across you, me, and Kelly, about how we've built the integration, how we're deploying it across Microsoft, new things that we're doing in the different components, whether that be in software distribution, whether that be in OS deployment. I think there's a lot for us to talk about as we move forward. So we'll definitely have you back.
Keep up to date on all of the enterprise mobility news and insight from Brad's organization. Just visit aka.ms/enterprisemobility.